1 minute 14, dead.
Very good.
Ah, well done, Webb.
Right, back to your place, Corporal Webb.
Well, I think we'll call it a day, Sergeant. Sir? Sir? Miss Lansing, what is it?
Please, sir. I have not a turn yet.
That's right, Lansing. You haven't, have you?
I think I should, sir.
All right. Bury it again, Sergeant.
Quiet. Well, come on, Lansing. Move. What are you waiting for?
Sergeant, bury it somewhere. He won't take all day to find it.
Very good, sir. Ah, oh, I told you, didn't I? We'll be last platoon at the cookhouse again. The food's bad enough when it's warm.
I'll give him, haven't had a go yet.
Call him on! Well, you managed to have a pretty good idea how to use a Geiger counter by now. Remember what you've learned here today. It could save your life. And on one other thing. You've been practicing with a piece of harmless radioactive material. If it ever comes to the real thing, the radioactivity won't be harmless. It'll be extremely lethal. So find it, mark it, and get out of the way quickly. Leave it to be dealt with by those who know how. Right?
Yes. Good.
Lansing's done his bit. We'll call it a day.
Oh, good. Oh, blimey. Look at Jet Morgan.
He'll take a week to find it.
Not if I can help it, he won't.
Shouldn't take long, sir.
I think he's found it.
Oh, don't be so sure. He couldn't find the nose in his stupid face.
There. What did I tell you?
Lansing! What is it?
I'm getting a very good reading, sir.
Give me the counter. Sergeant, fetch Major Cartwright.
Right, sir.
I knew it. We're here all night.
Aye, aye. Talk of the devil.
Benham wants to speak to you, sir.
Oh, good. Where is it?
Over this bridge, sir.
Bannerman. I was just coming over to see you, Bannerman. Why haven't you got your men moving yet? They'll miss all the transport back to camp.
There's something wrong here, sir. We're getting a reading on the counter where there shouldn't be one.
No?
It's our strongest about here.
Where have you got your stuff buried?
Over there, sir, by the tree.
Right, let's have a look.
Lansing, mark this spot with my stick, will you?
Very good, sir.
Hang on here.
Come on, Sergeant, where do you put it?
Somewhere around here, sir.
Try the counter, Mr. Bannerman.
Agus, do you know what?
No, what?
It's uranium, that's what it is. It's a blooming uranium mine. I wonder if we get a chance to stake a claim.
No, not if the army get their hooks into it.
There's something happening over here, sir.
Look, just a minute, Lansing.
Sir!
See to it, Sergeant.
Right, sir.
You see, sir, the reaction couldn't possibly be because...
What on earth's that?
I don't know, sir. Sounds like thunder.
Sergeant! Get these men dispersed. Quickly!
Right, some men up on the ridge there. Come along, all of you. Come on, jump switch. Come along, double along there. Lansing! Go and get that man. He's got cloth here.
Come on,
come on. Come on now.
office immediately. Attention, please. Attention, please. Will Dr. Adam Royston report to the director's office immediately?
Cobalt, container 19. Start your readings.
211.5.
Dr. Royston, report to the director's office immediately. Dr. Royston, report to the director's office immediately.
Sounds as if your father's after Dr. Royston's blood. He'll be after mine if he catches me doing this.
All finished.
I'm supposed to be the office type. Administration.
Peter, just a moment. Where's Dr. Royston?
He asked me to stand by, sir.
So I see.
Well, he's in his workshop. It's all right. This is purely routine.
Maybe it is, but that's no reason for you to be doing his work for him.
Last container coming up. Cobalt, container 20. Start reading.
What is Dr. Royston doing in that lab of his?
Just an experiment, one of his own.
Oh, it's you, Russell. Come on in. Stay behind the screen. That's all radioactive.
Your radio needs fixing, sir. Your radio needs fixing. Shouldn't make a noise like that.
Might be that's clever.
What was?
Radio, sir.
When I'm able to cut the racket out of the radio without putting that stuff back in there, then that'll be clever. Now, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, the director wants you up at the establishment, sir.
Oh, no. Well, you got a car out here?
No, sir, I came by bike.
All right, I'll walk. I need a little exercise anyway.
Said it was urgent, sir. It seemed a bit cross, as you might say.
Yes, I'm sure he did. Tell him I'll run all the way.
I don't care what you say, Adam. I am in charge here, and I shall decide what you will do and what you will not do. While we're on the subject, I do wish you wouldn't waste Peter's time.
You mean I should have been wasting my own time?
That is not the point. Peter's job here is administration. Oh, I know he wants to be a scientist, but that's no reason for you to encourage him. He has a great future in front of him. You must allow me to decide what's best for him.
Well, I'm sorry, John. I didn't think for a minute.
I know you didn't, Adam. That's just the trouble. Well, let's see it doesn't happen again, eh? Well, by the way, the army have phoned in. It appears they've picked up some radiation reaction. I'd like you to go and have a look at it.
Well, I've been working on a project. Couldn't you possibly send somebody else?
Afraid not, Adam. Have a car out in front in 5 minutes for Dr. Royston.
I see those soldiers now?
Of course.
There's no radioactivity there now. You're quite sure there couldn't possibly have been some mistake?
Wait till you see those men. There's no mistake about them.
Back! Back! Whoop!
Mr. Bannerman, just a moment, please. This chap was nearest the explosion. We thought he was just a bit shaken up at first. Then these burns started breaking out. Not very pretty, is it?
No, it isn't. Thank you, boys. What about the other fella?
He's over here. He went back to fetch that one. He wasn't quite so near the explosion. Let's have a look at your back, old chap. What do you make of that, eh?
Were you carrying this when the explosion happened?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me.
Okay, Sergeant.
All right, sir.
All right, sir.
Have you finished?
Yes, thank you.
All right, carry on, Sergeant.
Come along, old chap.
Major, I'd like to get some further equipment out here. I wonder now if there's any way that you could get a message back to my office.
Yes, I'll take care of it. I'll send it over the air to HQ. They'll phone it through from there.
Good.
Poor old Lance is in a terrible state. Did you see him? Horrible.
I saw a man once fell up against the furnace door. Looked just a bit the same. He's passed over the new...
Passed over the what?
Died.
Oh.
Screamed all night, he did.
Yeah, do you mind? I'm just glad my tea.
Tea? We'll know we're back in time for breakfast.
Swing that light off.
If it was so sudden, Major, how did you have time to disperse the...
Major, you didn't answer my question. Do you think it is atomic?
Well, there certainly was radioactive.
What are they trying to do now?
I think they're trying to sound the
tech. If there was radiation, how do you account for the absence of it now?
I don't
know. What about those burn men? What's to be done about them?
They've been taken to hospital.
Military or civil?
Military.
This one that died, who was he?
His name was Lansing.
A national serviceman?
Yes.
Is there anything in the fact that the only one who died was a national serviceman?
Good heavens, man. He was nearest the explosion.
Sir?
Yes, Sergeant, what is it?
Dr. Royston wants to see you, sir.
Aye, and we'd like to see Dr. Royston.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I told you once before, no unauthorized person is allowed to approach you.
I want right. You think you can stop
Listen
us.
To me. You are on War Department property. I am in charge. Either you do as I say, or I shall have to have you escorted from here.
You
know what? Right, gentlemen, please. Dr. Royston's over by the equipment, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant. Good night, gentlemen.
Oh, I'm fair starved.
Did you hear the sergeant tear those newspaper fellas off a strip?
It's all right for him. He's had something to eat.
What's the matter with you? You got worms.
You're quite certain about that?
Yes, sir. I'm getting quite a number of readings off the sides, but I don't think there can be any doubt.
You want me, Royston?
Oh, Major, yes. There's nothing more we can do out here. I suggest that you leave a couple of men on guard, even if it's only to keep people from stepping over the edge.
No point in keeping men out here all night. I'll have the area roped off and put up a couple of keep-off notices.
Peter, will you get things wrapped up? I'll wait for you in the car.
What is it, anyway? Have you found out how deep it is?
How deep? No, we haven't.
You mean to tell me this thing might be bottomless?
I mean the operative range of this equipment is limited. Good night, Major.
Good night, sir.
How deep do you think that fissure really is, sir?
I don't know.
Now, the Major was going on about it being bottomless. He said you told him.
Did I? That was very unscientific of me.
Well, we know it must have a bottom somewhere. Whatever caused that split had to have a beginning.
It had to have an end, too.
Well, surely the forces causing these surface splits just disperse.
Forces causing surface splits don't burn a man to death by radiation.
What are you getting at, sir?
Peter, I'm not getting at anything. I just don't know. Well, for the time being, let's assume that you're right. Now, let's not conjure up visions of nameless horrors creeping around in the night.
They'll kill me when I get home. Some mind. But we swore, and we can't break a swear. Repeat the oath. I swear to get into the tower and look to see if old Tom sleeps there every night. Are you scared? No. How are we then? Let's get it over. You'll wait here. I'll wait for 5 minutes. 3 minutes. Good luck, Willie. Go on, make haste, Willie.
What rate, Doctor?
60 drops a minute. Well?
First degree radiation burns, Kelly.
I thought so. That's why I called you in.
Kelly, when did you come in?
About an hour ago. Perhaps you'd better see the parents. They're outside. Replace the dressings, nurse, will you?
Yes, Doctor.
What's wrong with him, Doctor? What is it?
Is there anything you can tell us, Doctor?
Well, I'm afraid it's a little early yet to...
Your son has been badly burned. If you could tell us how...
Burned? When... Burned by what?
That's what we're trying to find out. When did you first notice anything?
It was this morning.
I went into his room to wake him up. He was lying there with those horrible marks all over him.
Well, yesterday, what happened yesterday? Where did he go, do you know?
We don't know. He stopped out late with a friend of his, Ian Osborne. Ask him. He'll be able to tell you where they were last night.
Meet you, Ian. Oh, Ian. This is Dr. Royston. Dr. Royston, this is Ian Osborne.
How are you, Ian? Thank you. Let's sit down for just a minute, John. You know, I've just come from visiting your friend, Willie Harding. He's not very well, Ian.
What's wrong with him?
Well, you know, you and he were out late last night, weren't you? Now, something must have happened to him where you were. I'd like you to tell me what it was. Where did you go, Ian? Where was it, Ian?
I can't tell you. We swore an oath.
Willie is sick. He's very sick, Ian.
I can't. We swore an oath.
Yes, yes, but see, that was when Willie was fit and healthy, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Now that he's sick, see, that's different. He'd want you to tell.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Well, we went out to the tower in the marshes. It was awfully creepy. I dared Willie to go to the tower.
Mister. Wake up, mister. Thank you. I came up here because...
Oh, come on, man. Here, Dram.
The container. That's mine. It came from my workshop. Where'd you get it?
This? I put it in line.
Don't touch it.
Here, man. Mind what you're up to.
Stay away from that. You touch it and may kill you.
This is lead, isn't it?
Half an inch thick.
There's a sort of...
I know. I found the same thing up at the tower. The towel over there. You won't be able to wipe it off, Peter. It'll just disappear in an hour or two.
What is it?
Well, whatever it is, it's all over the place.
How do you explain it, sir? All this extraordinary damage just to steal an old sample container.
You know what's in that container, Peter? It's trinium. Don't be alarmed now. Completely harmless. And how long would you say trinium retains its radioactivity?
Well, it's not a very stable compound. About 30 years.
28, actually. Now, let's take a radiation reading. Well, the counter's working all right. Here, look. Just the luminous paint on my watch.
What happened, sir? I don't understand.
Peter, I'm afraid I don't either.
Yesterday, the material in that container was giving a danger point radiation reading. Now, as you just saw, it's nothing.
But that's impossible, isn't it?
Yesterday, I would have said yes, but this fact is inescapable. The energy trapped in that trinium has been sucked right out of it. And furthermore, these windows were barred and that door was locked all night. So whoever it was came in here must be most unusual.
Really, Inspector McGill.
Mister.
I'm sorry, but the whole thing's quite ridiculous. I never thought anyone would call you people in on this.
The local police called us. As you know, sir, any crime, however small, connected with this establishment automatically comes through to us.
Quite possibly. But this crime, if you can call it that, has nothing whatever to do with the establishment. This tin can was stolen from Dr. Royston's own workshop. It's purely a personal matter.
I should have thought the local police were well able to take care of that. As for this story of Dr. Royston's about the tin containing some radioactive material,
well, I've spoken to the doctor about that, and I don't want to hear any more about the matter, thank you.
But I do, sir. So perhaps you can tell me where I can find Dr. Royston.
Obviously, Inspector, Mr. McGill, if you place any credence in this story, you don't know the first thing about the basic facts of science. Now, let me...
Dr. Royston does.
Does what?
Know about the basic facts of science. Look here, sir, I've been sent up here to pursue an investigation. Perhaps you'll allow me to do just that. Where can I find Dr. Royston? Don't you chaps even stop to eat? My name's McGill. Do you mind if I sit down?
United Kingdom Atomic Energy Commission, Internal Security Division. Sounds very impressive.
Impressive, yes, except on paydays.
Well, Inspector, what could I possibly...
Mister.
Okay, Mac. What can I tell you?
It's about that child that was burned. Any idea how it happened?
Well, not for sure, no. Possible he may have handled that sample container of mine, but more...
The case of the missing radiation. Yes, I've heard about that already.
From the director?
From the director. There's no doubts as to his opinions about the matter.
What about yours?
Oh, I'm not entitled to have any opinion. I'm only interested in facts. I was talking to that old reprobate up in the tower, old Tom. One fact I did manage to learn was that that child never went near that container of yours. He was burned by something else. Dr. Royston, I'd like you to help me to find out what it was.
Use my room.
Thank you.
The boy's parents.
Is he dead? I'm afraid so. He never regained consciousness. Adam, we've got to find out how this thing happened.
That's what we're trying to do, Dr.
Kelly.
McGill. That's why we came to see the boy.
Dr. Royston, isn't it?
Mr. Harding, how about...
There's nothing you can say will help. I know about you, Dr. Royston. You're a scientist, not a doctor. You don't look after the sick. You meddle with things that kill, like they killed my boy in here. You should be locked up, Royston. Locked up with others like you, letting off bombs you can't control. You're not safe. You're a murderer.
Mr. Harding, please.
I don't know, Dr. Kelly. I just don't know. My wife.
I don't think he really meant what he said, Adam.
Yes, he did, Mac. He meant it. It isn't true, you know. It isn't true at all. We only try to create, not destroy.
2 minutes? Right. Zina, in here.
Cozy.
Convenient, too.
So I've heard from the other nurses.
You don't want to take any notice of what they tell you.
Oh, but I do. That's why I'm here. What did you think I came down for? A course of radium treatment?
Zina, darling, why didn't we start doing this earlier?
I've given you enough encouragement, haven't I?
But you should have been more direct. You should have come up and said, Harry, I want... What the?
It switched on. Must be your electric personality.
Stay here, don't move.
This is where we stored the radium.
Yes. Obviously, the radium was the target. Safe proved no obstacle whatsoever, did it?
What sort of heat would be required to do this?
Heat far beyond anything we've ever dreamed of. Don't forget the time element. Whatever happened in here must have taken place in a few seconds.
Perhaps we'll learn a bit more when we can talk to the girl. Look, there's another thing, Adam.
I know, it's all over the place.
Same as in your workshop. Any luck?
I don't know if she'll recover, but I think it would be a good thing if we got her away from here as quickly as possible.
You mean she won't be able to tell us what happened?
She won't be able to tell you her own name.
Royston! What is this? What are we dealing with? How could anyone get in here when there are people outside there in the corridor all the time?
Well, apparently, this is the only place it could come in.
But the grill doesn't open. It's cemented to the wall.
Came in through the grill.
But, Adam, that's impossible. Whatever it was that did all this certainly wasn't small enough to come through there.
Well, how small is 10,000 gallons of oil?
What do you mean?
Now, 10,000 gallons of oil would take up a pretty large area, wouldn't it?
Why?
And yet 10,000 gallons of oil could come through the holes in that grill, couldn't it?
Yes, it could.
Then that's the way it got into my workshop. It came in under the door. You know, obviously, this thing can take up any shape it needs to.
Where do you think it is now?
Somewhere out on the ridges. Well, thank goodness that Major didn't take my advice and station a couple of soldiers out there.
But he did.
Brew up.
What's that?
Tea.
You not hear something?
Like what?
I don't know. Must have been... Oh, it couldn't have been. Hey, Spider, there's already a great glow out here.
What is it, Aggies?
I'm not sure. You'd better go and have a look.
Yeah. Why me?
Frightened?
Yeah. And I don't mind admitting it either. You know these parts better than me. You go and have a look.
Oh, I don't know these parts.
You're a Scot, ain't you?
Aye, but we're on 300 miles from here.
Doesn't matter now, anyhow. It's gone away.
Well, I suppose I'd better go and have a look. Keep my tea warm, Spider.
Okay.
Here, Haggis. Haggis, I've been thinking. Why don't you and me go to Glasgow on our next 48? You can show me the castle.
Hey, Spider, come here quick. Look. Ah!
Haggis! Haggis? What's the matter, Haggis? What is it, Haggis? Haggis! Where are you, Haggis? Haggis!
Looks like we're too late. I suggested this meeting because I think I have an idea what we may be dealing with. Perhaps one of you may have a solution. Then again, perhaps one of you may think that I'm talking a lot of nonsense and can offer a more logical conclusion.
What's this going to be then, Adam? Fact or theory?
Partly fact, mostly theory.
I see. Well, carry on. We're all listening.
I'd like to resurrect for just a moment, if I may, a treatise I did when I was a student, which has to do with the cooling of the Earth's surface. Hundreds of millions of years ago, the Earth was like the sun. No form, no solidity to it. It was just a blazing mass of energy. And then the Earth started cooling. And as it cooled, an outer crust was formed. The energy was still there, but it was being compressed beneath this crust. And as time went by, the crust grew deeper. And the compression became greater as its vast energy was being squeezed into an ever-decreasing space.
May I interrupt a moment, Adam? What you're telling us is something every schoolboy knows. What's it leading to?
I'm sorry, maybe I should skip the preliminaries.
No, don't skip anything, Adam. I was never very bright at school.
Well, then in a comparatively short space of time, a matter of 100,000 years, man has evolved. And man has evolved from nothing to becoming the most intelligent creature on the surface of this planet. Now, considering the far greater span of time involved, isn't it reasonable to assume that the forces contained in the center of this Earth have developed an intelligence of their own? If we accept this, we must then consider what these forces would think. Their world is slowly being compressed out of existence. Therefore, survival must be uppermost in their thoughts. What's more natural in their search for survival than that they should return to the face of the planet where once they lived? Now, if you check, you will find that every 50 years, by virtue of the position of the Earth in the solar system, a greater pull is exerted on the surface of this planet than at other times. Quite unnoticeable to us, but 2,000 miles down. Who knows? And during the short period of time that this pull it is its most powerful, you will also find there's always been a freak earth tremor, and that each of these cases, a fissure has opened in the surface of the Earth.
Now, what if on these occasions some of the vast energy trapped below had caused the eruptions or tremors in an attempt to reach the surface? What if, in fact, it did reach the surface? It looked around for a means to sustain its existence. For to live, one must have nourishment. And these forces are almost pure energy. Now, what does energy live on?
Energy.
Exactly. Energy can only be fed with more energy, or radiation, if you like. 50, 100, 150 years ago, these forces found themselves without any means of sustenance, and their mass became unstable, and they disintegrated. Now, we come to this 50-year cycle. This time, there's radiation. There was radiation in the hospital. There was radiation in my workshop. As long as this thing feeds, it will live. And the more it lives, the more it will grow.
It's fantastic.
I admit it does sound that way, doesn't it? But if anyone can offer a simpler explanation of what's been going on, I'd be grateful and relieved to hear it.
You're trying to tell us that some sort of creature came up out of the fissure?
Mac, I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm just putting forward a theory based on the facts that we know.
So what do we look for?
I don't know.
And what do we do if we find something?
I'm afraid I don't know that either.
How big is this thing supposed to be?
Might be the size of my fist. Might be as large as a house.
We can't stand about here. We've got to find this thing and destroy it.
Destroy it? How are you going to do that? Shoot it, burn it, blow it up?
Listen to me, all of you. We've been told a story based on a little fact and a great deal of fiction. I'm amazed that this story has been accepted by all of you without the slightest doubt or hesitation. I said just now I thought the whole thing was fantastic. I'll go further than that. It's absolute rubbish. Dr. Royston, you're a scientist. You deal with facts. A man of your intelligence capabilities has no right to talk as you have. You astound me.
What about that boy being burned?
We've been all through that.
And the business of the hospital?
There must be some perfectly logical explanation for it. I suggest we leave the police to find out what it is.
I'm the police, in a way. And I've come here to get Dr. Royston's advice.
In that case, I'll waste no more time. Good night, gentlemen.
I'm sorry if anybody else feels that way.
Let's try and get a look at this thing.
The only way we can do that is go to the fissure.
But we've been there more than once already. We've seen nothing.
You misunderstood me. Somebody has got to go down the fissure.
Well,
all ready, sir. Peter, now you're quite sure you still want to go through with this.
Oh, no, we've argued this out before. After all, I did volunteer for the job.
He's right there, Adam.
Okay, Peter.
Thank you.
Theo doesn't like it at all.
Nor do any of us.
Director of the establishment's been on to him. Told him he thinks the whole thing's a waste of time.
I hope you're not in any trouble, Major.
Yet, but I have strict orders what to do.
Already, with... sir!
You're all right now, are you?
Yes, sure.
What's the drill?
If there's any radioactivity on that Geiger counter, let us know and we'll get you out of there.
Mm-hmm. Right, load away.
Nothing to report, sir.
Oh, stop, stop, Larry.
Hold it! All right, lower away again. Stop lowering! You all right, sir? He's all right. He's all right, but something's happening, sir.
It's all right. Keep lowering. Keep lowering. Stop! Stop lowering!
A soldier down there. It's all burnt up.
What else? Well, never mind about that. Let's get away from here. Peter, what did you see down there?
I didn't know what it was. It was like something out of a nightmare. It was horrible.
We'll talk about that later. Now, you get in the car, Peter.
I told you I had my order, sir. They were to take action if anything was found down there.
What sort of action?
Kill whatever it is and concrete the whole thing over.
Concrete it over? You don't mean that.
Those are my orders.
Well, Major, when do you start?
Tonight. Right away. Sergeant.
Right, sir.
Of it.
I think this should do the trick. What about you? You know this Royston chap. Brilliant, of course, I'm sure. But the trouble with some of these scientific types is they can't see the easy way out of anything. It's got to be complicated if it's going to work.
Come in. Hello, Mac. Where you been all day? Here, hold this.
Down at the Fisher.
Oh, they finished down there? What'd they do exactly?
Practically everything. Flamethrowers, high explosive, and a neat little concrete tombstone.
Rest in peace, huh?
You don't think it's done any good, do you?
Well, how could it? Let's look at the facts. You know, this... Here, give me that. This X, this unknown quantity, whatever it is, has forced its way through miles and miles of solid rock. How's a couple feet of concrete going to stop it?
But what about the flamethrowers and the explosive? Nothing could live after that.
Perhaps nothing we've ever encountered before, but, you know, this isn't a living organism as we know it. Its life source may be the same as we've got here. Stay on the side of the screen. Excuse me. Now, Mac, how would you go about killing that?
What is it?
It's a particle of mud that, by virtue of its atomic structure, emits radiation. That's all it is, just mud. How do you kill mud? Have you informed anyone in London about all this?
Not more than half a dozen times.
And?
Well, at first they were interested, but skeptical. They suggested I get in touch with the director about it. And later on, the director got in touch with them. The result is I've been called back to London.
When?
Tonight. I'm catching the last plane from Glasgow.
Mac, I'm sorry to hear that. You've become one of my staunchest allies.
Adam, this thing's going to break out again, isn't it?
In my opinion, yes.
Isn't there anything we can do to stop it?
I don't know. Something I've been working on a long time now, a method of disintegrating atomic structure, obviating the resultant explosion. It's
what's
a,
that?
Look, what's an atomic bomb?
Well, it's a breaking up of atomic particles, isn't it?
Well, not quite, but that's close enough. You see, I'm trying to achieve this breaking up without the explosion. This is a... Look, I'll show you. Now, that lead container is an atomically unstable compound. Two things can happen to it. Either it will continue to give off radiation for the next 200 years, or it can be subjected to an outside force which will disintegrate it in a fraction of a second.
A bomb, in fact.
Well, if you like, yes, but see, that's what I'm trying to prevent. Now, theoretically, if you draw the stuff between the scanners, then adjust the scanners to a certain pitch, a neutralizing effect should be achieved.
You mean to say that this apparatus would neutralize an atomic bomb so that it wouldn't explode?
That's my point. It couldn't. It wouldn't be a bomb anymore. It'd be just a handful of mud and a very expensive casing.
But I didn't ask for a testing.
Step in the right direction anyway, isn't it, Mac?
Will you be able to use this against that thing out there?
6 months' time, perhaps, but...
Yes, Russell, what is it?
Mr. Peter sent me down to remind you of the time, sir.
Oh, yes, thank you. Russell, you were able to locate Mr. Elliott, weren't you?
Not yet, no, sir.
Oh, that's too bad. All right, thank you. I'll be right up. See, we're taking the cobalt out of the pile tonight. We haven't been able to locate John yet. Now, Mac, we're sure going to miss you around here.
Goodbye, Adam. Good luck.
Yes, it's standing by outside, sir.
Well, as soon as these are all out, I want you to get a quick reading and then we'll load them.
The pile is now inactive. The pile is now inactive.
All right, boys, let's get started and I'll get these out.
No, sir, I don't. I think we've every chance of seeing it again. Excuse me. I'm sorry, sir, the line's bad. Yes, I see. But I only want one more night, sir. If nothing happens, I can catch the first plane tomorrow morning.
Station sergeant speaking.
Yes, of course.
Aye. Aye.
Yes. Where? Oh, thank you, sir. Well, there's one other thing. I believe the director, Mr. Elliott's, got in touch with you earlier today.
You must speak up. This phone's bad.
Oh, yes, I've seen him.
Aye, I got that. What about the occupants?
Yes.
The what? You must be mad.
Oh, no, sir, he doesn't, I know, but all the same. All right, sir. Very well, goodbye.
All right, I'll send somebody out right away. Williams, I want you to go out. There's been an accident.
Right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Right, sir. And tell McDonald to report to me when he comes off duty.
People melting, indeed. What's that you're saying?
Oh, there's been an accident, sir. 4 miles away.
Yes, I know. I heard that. But what's this about people melting?
Well, that's what the man in the beat said, sir. I think it must
Let
be
me have that address.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Do you hear me? I say, what do you think you're doing? Sorry, sir.
Where's the nearest telephone?
The nearest public phone's a couple of miles away, sir. Well, maybe one of these people will let you use theirs. Anybody live near here where phone?
Hey, there's a phone at my shop, half a mile down the road. You can use that.
Thanks very much. Pop in the car. I'll drive you down.
Dr. Royston.
Oh. John, we've just taken the cobalt out of the pile. There wasn't really
time... On whose authority?
Well, there wasn't really time to check with you.
But you know how long it takes to get that pile started again. You'll put the cobalt bombardment weeks behind schedule. Entirely on your own initiative, you break in on an official experiment. You deactivate the pile without consulting me. This isn't your workshop, Royston. This is a government
Hello?
Establishment, and I'm its director.
Look, I'm sorry. You'll have to speak louder. No, he's busy right now. This is Peter Elliott. Oh, yes? Yes. I'll tell him right away.
Dr. Royston, it's McGill. It appears that what you were afraid of has happened. It's just killed 4 people in a car. The line's terrible, but I think he said they'd melted.
Hello, Mac. This is Royston.
What's this all about? Yes. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Your pencil, please. Go ahead. Yes. Where? Yes, right. Right. Got it. You have a local survey map in your office?
Yes, there's one up there.
Let's take a look at it.
Yes, of course. Come on.
This point right here is the fissure. Now, here is the hospital. This is where something was seen glowing. Now, over here is my workshop. If we follow this line, right here is the old tower.
You know, this thing can obviously sense radioactivity. And once it does, nothing can stop it. Makes straight for the radiation, and then returns to the fissure.
And by these lines, it's pretty clear it returns by the same route. Now, this latest report, this burned-out car, is right here. Now, if we extend the line from the fissure through this point, somewhere along this extended line is where it's headed.
I see.
Here.
That's right. It's on its way for the biggest meal of its life.
Hurry up, man. Hurry up. Open the gates. All right, all right.
Oh, come along, man. Open up the gates.
Let's see your pass.
Oh, you know me. Come along. Open up.
Sorry, sir. Let's see your pass first. Here. All right, sir.
We daren't put that cobalt back in the pile. We've got to get it out of here fast. There must be a limit to the distance it can sense radiation. We've got to get it beyond that point.
Adam, I just wanted to say that... Oh, never mind. I'll go and warn the security people.
Sign of it yet?
No, not yet.
It can't be far off. I've warned everybody to keep indoors, upstairs if possible. I've posted every man I could lay hands on to keep watch for it. I tried to phone London again, but there's something the matter with the line, some sort of interference.
Well, we got the same trouble here. Nobody spotted a thing, huh?
None of my men have seen anything. I'd like to know why. A thing that big simply can't disappear.
No, but it might alter its form and become almost invisible. Isn't that true?
What's going on here?
Well, we're trying to get his cobalt loaded and out of here.
What about the gates around this place?
They're being watched. I've got extra men patrolling the wire.
I'd like a phone around the gates, if I may.
There's an internal phone in there. The line isn't very good, I'm afraid.
Raise it up.
Explode a cobalt bomb. Now clear out of here. Bodies, get out of the shard. Come.
Ah! Wait a minute.
Don't go near that gate. Where can we see it, Tom?
How about ladder, sir?
To keep clear of the west approach to the reactor building. It's coming in that way.
Now, our only chance is to hope it absorbs radiation.
Won't that make us unstable as the cobalt is now?
Yes, yes, it would.
Dr. Royston!
It's on its way. The man on the main gate had it just like the others. It's coming in on the west side.
Look! There it is, on the roof!
Up there, quick.
larger.
The mass has to increase to accommodate the X-ray radiation.
How big will it get?
The important thing is, how unstable is it going to get?
Isn't there anything we can do?
Well, we can try, but not here. The only thing we can do is to let it go back to the fissure. Now, we know the exact route it will take, so let's clear that route and get everybody out of its path.
I'll see if the Army has a helicopter. We can use that to keep a check on it in case it changes direction.
What are you going to do, Adam?
I'm going down to my workshop.
It's moving.
The static's drowning out everything.
The sergeant says that's a sure sign that things not far off.
Aye. Let's nip back to Lockmouth.
Aye.
How near is it going to come?
It should pass within 100 yards of where you are now. Between those trees.
How much longer?
About 2 minutes, as far as I can tell.
Come on, Mrs. Haggerty. Let me take your bundle. Come on, it's nice and warm inside. There you are.
One down on my right foot.
Oh, fine. Let's get over to checkpoint 3. Just there. Come on, ladies, hurry. There isn't a time to lose. Hurry. Inside quickly.
Line out of this place is useless. The radio is even worse. We've no hope of getting through to London now. We've got to handle this ourselves.
I still think that as soon as it gets to the fissure, we ought to leave it alone. That is, until we can get in touch with the minister.
Look, Mr. Elliot.
Adam said the larger this thing grows, the more its range will increase. You know the next point it'll make for? There, that's it. The experimental nuclear power station at Glencardin. And to reach there, it'll go right through the center of Inverness. Now do you see? We've got to stop this thing at the fissure. And we've got to stop it for good.
Well, Adam, how's it going?
Not too good. I'm just ready to try again. Watch out now, just in case.
That's it. It's worked.
You've done it, Adam. You've done it. Adam, look.
The container. It's glowing.
What's happening, sir?
Well, that won't do. We'll have to try again.
There's no time to try again.
If a piece of material no bigger than a pinhead can cause an explosion like that, can't you imagine what would happen out there? We've got to have time.
I don't care, Adam. We've got to take the chance. We've got to try and stop this thing at the fissure.
Dr. Royston, those scanners, they could have slipped out of synchronization.
They might have, yes. Might have been 100 other things.
But could it have been the scanners, Adam?
Yes, yes. They, being out of sync, might have caused it.
Everything you've asked for is at the fissure, Adam. Trucks, radioactive material, everything's ready.
Well, if that's the way it's got to be, let's get started.
Get that copter away from here. Noise enough to wake the dead, let alone that thing down there.
Right, sir.
Is everything here, Major?
Half an hour ago.
Well, what are all these men doing? Mac, let's clear this area.
Well, if anything goes wrong, Adam, it won't matter much where they are.
True, but they'll get in our way. Now, is this our jeep?
That's it, just as you ordered.
Lad, you know what you've got on the back there is bait, don't you?
Yes, sir.
The purpose is to entice whatever is down there out. Now, don't you get it closer than 15 feet. You understand that?
Very good, sir.
Let's get started. Have the trucks follow.
Right. Mr. Thompson, follow this car down.
Right, sir. Peter, don't let that jeep get any closer than 15 feet. Remember that. 15 feet.
Right, sir. Can we do anything to help, Adam?
No, Mac. Just keep your fingers crossed.
Right. Well, we'll stay out of your way anyhow.
Major, impress upon your men the importance of keeping these scanners in phase. As soon as we're ready, I'll give the signal for the switch on.
Right.
Everything all right?
Watch it, sir. I've got the cobalt out.
Can I get the men under cover, sir?
What? Yes, yes.
All right, you lads, take cover. Come along, all of you. Get your heads down behind this bank here. Come along. What are you waiting for?
What's going to happen, Sarge?
I'm going to kick your head in if you don't get it down. That's what's going to happen.
Give me the okay as soon as you're synchronized. Right? You ready, number one?
Ready, sir.
Are you ready, number two?
Ready, sir.
Excuse me, Major.
Peter! Set on the Jeep!
Bring out the Jeep!
Ben, what's the matter?
Right, come on, get out. I'll take it.
You better take cover, too.
It's Peter.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, somebody's got to do it. The driver's sick.
That's the reason why you should...
Careful, son.
What's he doing? Peter! Peter, don't go any closer! Peter, don't be a fool! Get back!
Thank you.
at him. It's gone.
Worked, Mac, didn't it?
Bring out the Geigers. Let's have a reading.
What was that? I don't know, but it shouldn't have happened.
But the thing's gone. You should be very proud, Adam. Your theory's worked.
It has, Adam.